Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out. Hey guys, Mubarak here of Impenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to talk to you guys about Solana and how that's going to be the number one cryptocurrency in the world, I believe, and how it's going to overtake Ethereum, potentially even Bitcoin once time goes on. And again, this is a longer roadmap. This isn't like a short-term trade. Solana's already made a massive increase over the last year or so, but I believe it's going to keep on continuing. And so I'm going to go into that and discuss that on this podcast. So before I get into it, though, I want to talk to you guys about this new app that I'm becoming a top mentor on that I'd love for you guys to check out and join me to listen to more kind of behind the scenes content, more trading strategies. It's called Wisdom. I'm going to link to it in the show notes or in the description below so you guys can check it out. But essentially, it's a app for advice, for success, for you to be able to kind of listen on the go. And I'm trying it out. Would love for you guys to come find me and check out, like, on Tuesday or so, December 7th, 11 a.m. Eastern. I'm going to be on it. You guys can come ask me anything. We can check it out. And you can follow me at InPennyStock, same as, you know, my normal Twitter, Facebook, Instagram handle. So definitely check it out. It's called the Wisdom app, and I'll link to it below. But hope to see you guys then. Again, it's going to be on Tuesday at anywhere between probably December 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, all right, let's get into it now. So what I want to talk to you guys about specifically here is more so in regards to what's going on with Solana and that app. So if you check out Solana, you can see that it's going to be Ethereum's major rival. And the reason for that essentially is because what Ethereum lacks in and all the issues that it has and the kind of situation that Ethereum is in, it's really Solana. It does everything that Ethereum wishes it could do, but it does it better. All right. And so what exactly does that mean? What's happening with Ethereum is that the transaction fees are just way too high. And that causes a massive problem for people to be able to use it on the day to day, because there's too many apps, there's too much of kind of systems and transactions going on. And so whereas Ethereum has a lot of strong suits in terms of its strength, in terms of what it kind of serves to do and its purpose, the problem is that the transaction fees end up way too high, and overall it becomes problematic for people to be able to use it successfully as an app and as a cryptocurrency. And so what's happening, let's just get right into kind of what even Solana is, right? Solana essentially is a blockchain platform. It's specifically designed to host decentralized apps, right? So if you see lowercase d app, dApps, or whatever, that's what it's going to be used for. So it's essentially a platform that other cryptocurrencies, ICOs, other blockchain companies can use in order to build on top of, all right? And that's similar. That's how it's similar to like Ethereum and Cardano. And currently it's an open source project run by this foundation called the Solana Foundation, and built by developers at the San Francisco-based Solana Labs, and has gained traction by essentially offering two major keys, which is faster operations and lower transaction fees. And that's the basis of any network and anything. You know, if you see Amazon, $1 trillion company, you know, it's the future. The reason they're so successful is because they did only optimization on two main things that they know would never go out of style, which is more affordability and faster delivery times. All right, Walmart, the same thing. More affordability, that's always going to be something that people prefer and people want. And so like that context, like Amazon, like Walmart, Solana is focusing on just two faster operations, meaning faster completion times, and lower transaction fees, which means that it's going to be massively successful and massively important for the developer community and for anyone trying to get into cryptocurrency, whether they're developing it themselves or just in general overall as a cryptocurrency. So it's important to know that Solana essentially
Unlike Ethereum, and this might change in the future for Ethereum, but Solana is a proof of stake blockchain. So first of all, right off the bat, it's way more environmentally friendly because it's not using like mining and electricity and causing pollution and environmental problems by using energy in order for it to run. All right, that's a lot of the critique and criticism that Bitcoin and Ethereum get is because they require these massive farms and these massive machineries to be running using computing power, and really just leads to environmental consequences from energy usage, whereas Solana does not have that. And so the proof of stake protocol that Solana is using is really the main preferential type of protocol in the cryptocurrency space, because unlike proof of work, where massive energy is needed to run a blockchain, proof of stake makes the validator nodes on the network to stake something. So staking is similar to the concept of if you're at a bank, if you've ever heard about a CD or a certificate of deposit, or even like a savings account where you only generate interest or money if you have your money in that account. Same thing with Solana, and same thing with staking overall in the cryptocurrency world. So, Solana, the key thing to know about it is that it is a programmable blockchain. So it's one of the fastest, and probably the fastest programmable blockchain in the cryptocurrency space. And that's why I believe that it is going to be the Ethereum or the Cardano killer. So even though, again, this is not investment advice, it's purely educational, even though I feel like those are going to be such a large force in the cryptocurrency world, we're talking about Ethereum and Solana, just because they've already had so much traction, they probably will continue going. But I think as more developers understand the powers and the capabilities of Solana, I think that's going to get even higher and even more of a jump in the cryptocurrency space. So that's kind of important to understand that, because the Ethereum network falls short in certain aspects, especially when it comes to terms of scalability, right? The network congestion leads to huge fees. And so even though there's something called like ETH 2.0, and they might be migrating the blockchain from a proof of work, which is like that crypto mining I was talking about before, to a proof of stake protocol, it's still something that is a shortcoming and not something that Ethereum is optimized for. So that's where Solana is just going to differ and really be amazing, because it's tackling some of Ethereum's weaknesses, and it really just processes so many more. The Solana network currently processes up to 60,000 transactions per second. And that's more than Bitcoin, Visa, XRP, that's Ripple, and Ethereum combined. So imagine that, Visa, multi-billion-dollar company, been around for decades, still cannot compete with what Solana is able to do from the transaction speed. And then on top of that, the costs are significantly lower. So on the Ethereum network nowadays, you have to pay almost up to like $50 to $100, depending on the time of day, to get any Ethereum kind of transaction taken care of. Solana fees are significantly lower, almost less than 0.5% of that. So that's a really, really big kind of difference. So it just has so many faster, benefits to it that I feel like Solana is going to take over. It's already been a massive jump. It's already, went up crazy amounts in price. But I think that we're still so early in the cryptocurrency world, and looking back at Solana 5, 10 years from now, I just think that it's a amazing type of trajectory and growth rate that it'll have, So it's just like, if you believe in cryptocurrency and you believe in, say, even Ethereum, like Ethereum's been holding the number two space, and it can only process between, say, 15 and say 45 to 50 transactions per second in a good day at a good time. Whereas Solana can process more than 50,000 transactions per second. And when the network grows even further, it's set up in a way, unlike Ethereum, where Ethereum gets slower as it gets bigger, Solana gets even better as it gets bigger. So it's saying that it can reach almost 700,000 transactions per second as the network goes. And again, this is in comparison to Ethereum, which is only doing 15 to 45. Not thousand, just literally 15 to 45. So massive, massive change, and a wide range of, dApps are being, and smart contract projects are now being deployed on the Solana contract. And so that's making it one of the most widely used blockchains and cryptocurrencies in the world. And I just feel like, you know, you have to go where the developers are going. All right. Understanding that this tool is so much more amazing for developers, you'll end up seeing that this ends up becoming a much wider and much more properly used blockchain. And so that's why I support it in that realm. Now, there's a whole host of different coins supported by the Solana blockchain already. So I'll kind of just name some off so you guys know. Chainlink, The Graph, Waves, Gradium, Oxygen, Velos, Orca, Ramp. There's just so many successful coins that are already being run on the Solana cryptocurrency, which kind of gives its case study and its success story already. So, you know, Solana is already pumped up and it's already made its way into the top 10 cryptocurrencies by market cap. And, you know, already reached like an all-time high at $213 on September 9th of 2021. But depending on when you're watching this, I just feel like that is just a local high. And, you know, a few years from now, it's just definitely going to go up. It's just such a successful project. It has the backing of one of the largest digital asset and cryptocurrency exchanges in the world called FTX. If you guys don't know, that's created by one of the crypto billionaires in the world, this successful trader who started this company called FTX. And so it's just backed by some of the massive investors in the space, Alameda Research, which is, again, FTX, that billionaire, Andreessen Horowitz, you know, one of the most successful VC companies in the entire world, Polychain, which is a very successful cryptocurrency already. So that's why that it just has so much success and such a positive benefit to its workings. All right. So definitely just keep an eye out for that. It's important to understand, you know, the background of Solana, you know, because you want to make sure that you're trading and investing into a successful project, right? So just a little bit of a background and history into Solana as well. It's been created by Anatoly Yakovenko on a decentralized computer network using ledger called, obviously, blockchain. And it's set up so well. Like, it has all of the different, you know, features and functions that normal blockchain has. You can use it as a currency, so you can trade it with your cryptocurrency wallets. It has smart contracts, you know, and those are apps that automatically execute the terms of the contract when the conditions have been filled. You know, so that's like the basis of cryptocurrency as a whole. It does support NFTs too, which is like essentially digital art, non-fungible tokens. And the reason why I feel Solana is going to do so well here is because, unfortunately, the marketplaces and exchanges that Ethereum has ended up creating for NFTs, it's just way too pricey. So if you want to mint an NFT, or if you're a new artist or anything like that, it costs anywhere from $50 to $100 per upload for an NFT. And so, you know, when you're talking about the massive, like, Bored Yacht, Ape Club, whatever, those crazy crypto punk type NFTs, like, sure, yeah, those goes for 6-7 figures. So $50 here, $100 there is not a big deal. But this blocks any new artists from entering, because they just can't afford that type of, you know, NFT or cryptocurrency. And when you're thinking about music or artwork, like, sure, you know, if you're a millionaire listening to this, or have high six figures, or an art collector, you might be willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars on art, music, collectibles. But if you want to just spend 10, 50 bucks, 100 bucks or so, you're not going to be able to do that unless you do it on an NFT that's actually powered with Solana. So that's definitely just a massive, massive thing to keep an eye on. So as of November 2021, Solana has about 302 million Solana in circulation, and it has a limited annual issuance. Again, going off of the governance of other cryptocurrencies, it depends on like a majority vote. And it's going to have a very minimal inflation. So it started 8% annually that it's going to be increasing its total supply by. You know, and you get these Solanas by staking, which again goes back to that kind of investing standpoint. And in the next episode, I'll probably be talking a little bit more about staking cryptocurrencies and how you can make money there. But the issuance schedule is a little bit different with the Bitcoin and other cryptos, where they might not be talking about an annual issuance of more. But still, you know, the proof of stake system that Solana uses to verify transactions, that helps manage its coin supply. And, you know, the rewards that you get by staking tokens with, it's called a validator. It's just a fancy term with, you know, with what these cryptocurrency technologies use in order for you to stake your cryptocurrency. That's where it's set up. So again, there's, you know, if you're looking at it as an investment, and again, this is not investment advice, this is purely educational, you have to understand that there's a big difference between cryptocurrency and stocks, right? A stock is an actual, like, fractional ownership in a business, right? So you're actually kind of investing into it. Whereas with this cryptocurrency stuff, it's more so just a token, right? It's not backed by an asset. It's more of a speculation trade. So you have to really just understand that that's what's actually speculation, and just people's interest in it is a driving force behind the price rise in digital currencies. So just always keep your eye on that prize and understanding that concept for Solana. So hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the top cryptocurrency choices and how we're going to be doing that at Impenny Stock. You know, there's this podcast and then another one called Crypto Theory, where we're going to be talking about the shift that we're generally doing from penny stocks over to cryptocurrency. I just find that there's a lot more to be made in the current cryptocurrency world, especially today, depending on, you know, in the early 2020s. Like, this is going to be the new market. You know, Ethereum broke 4,000. Binance is going crazy. Like, these cryptocurrencies are just an amazing tool and an amazing benefit. With Solana being in fifth place with a volume, that just means a daily trading in the billions. Like, it's just insane to think about the crazy growth that Solana has gone through, and just in a few short years, right? So definitely just keep that in mind. Again, if you want to understand more about the Solana network, or if you have any questions, you can reach out to me at admin, that's admin, at impennystock.com. And yeah, I mean, this is just the key winner for anything related to the cryptocurrency markets. And if you're looking at it from a technical analysis standpoint, the one tip I want to always give any trader is that, you know, technical analysis is when you're looking at the stock chart and the price history, is that if it's already gone to a previous high, right, it can always achieve that again. Well, as long as, you know, it's still a successful project and there's still some news about it. And, you know, Solana, just like maybe crypto.com, that's CRO, and we'll do a whole nother episode on that. But Solana is just one of those ones that has enough backing, has enough traction now, and it's just going to keep on growing, right? They just had a conference in Lisbon. There's some top investors and VCs looking into it, and that's how it's already made its run in just the last year. A year ago from today, Solana was only trading at $2.11, and now today it's trading at around $225. And I think it's just going to keep on going up. Like, you know, it's been at two in November 6th or so. It even broke even another high. They went into like the 250s. There's a small crypto, you know, shortage going on, or like winter going on. But in general, this really has the capacity and capability of breaking some tremendous, tremendous numbers. And just something to keep on your, you know, top of mind, because it's controlling almost 3% of the entire cryptocurrency world. And like I mentioned before, we're just getting started in this world. All right. So if you want to learn more, if you want to become, we're doing basically at impennystock.com. If you email us at admin@impennystock.com, you can become access, or you can get access, sorry, to our specific cryptocurrency bootcamp. All right. That's kind of a one of a kind thing we're trying out. It's a 3-month program, and it's really going to just hold you step by step into becoming a successful cryptocurrency trader. So I'll be talking about more about that on the Wisdom app. Again, that's going to be on December 7th. That's a Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And you can follow me at InPennyStock, and we're going to be talking about it there. But you definitely just want to make sure that you do your research. You use apps like CoinMarketCap. That's an amazing website. Should definitely have it on your phone as well if you're into cryptocurrency trading at all. And there's also another one called CoinGecko. So all these resources and more are going to be on the actual website in pennystock.com, and I'll be talking about it more on Tuesday. So hope you guys enjoyed the episode. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at admin, that's admin, at inpennystock.com. And yeah, hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.